Welcome to Building Fortunes Radio. Make sure you check us out at buildingfortunesradio.com. Along with our marketing partners, we're here to help our PM Marketing Network Lead customers build their businesses and make the world a better place. At Building Fortunes, we know how much your business means to you and the people important to you. So spread the word, tell a friend, join our newsletter, and go make a difference in your world. Now on to our show with your host, Peter Mingles.
Hello, everyone. Peter Mingles here. You're listening to us on Building Fortunes Radio. It's www.buildingfortunesradio.com. For those people that might be kind of new at this, because we always have new people listening in, my name, again, is Peter Mingles. We started Building Fortunes Radio a long time ago because I wanted a platform to be able to pass some microphones around to people that are doing the right things in home-based businesses, entrepreneurs, healthcare professionals, all those types of things. And we started doing a radio show with George Madu, who owns the networkmarketingmagazine.com, as a result of a conversation I had with a great friend of ours. Her name is always Doris Wood. Doris was the original founder of the MLMIA, which soon changed names recently to the SNA. It's been around for over 30 years. And Doris have a huge level of respect for. And George Madu had a couple of guest host spots when we were doing some radio shows for the MLMIA. And she said to me recently, about 2 years ago, "Are you doing any shows with George Madu?" And I said, "No. I mean, I know George as a result of his great reputation, and I know George as a result of the magazine, but George is kind of a pretty busy guy, and we just never really did anything like that after the couple of guest spots with you." And she said, "Well, you should." So in honoring Doris Wood, I said, "You know, then I will." So I called up George. We started talking about a couple of things that's supposed to go on for a few months, and it's gone on, I hope, forever, because George Madu has a whole bunch of really great topics and guests, including the gentleman you're going to be able to hear today on the radio show. So if you go to buildingfortunesradio.com/TNMM, which stands for the Network Marketing Magazine, you'll be able to hear this as well as the previous radio shows again. That's buildingfortunesradio.com/TNMM. And George Madu, as I like to say, over to you.
Thanks so much, Peter. So you're right. We have just a great, great guest today. There's so much that I can talk about with Dr. Anthony Kleinsmith. Dr. K is just an incredible, incredible person in the industry. But, you know, Dr. K isn't a person that's been in the industry for decades and decades. Dr. K has a background. He has a PhD in nutritional sciences, right? He is a formulator. He has supplied health stores with products that he has, and he has gotten into he started a company that is now in the network marketing sphere, and it's called Anavite. So, Dr. K, are you there?
I am, George. How are you doing today?
I'm doing awesome. I'm excited about having you here. You are just such a inspirational guy, not only on the health side, and you have such experience with that, turn that into solutions through what you develop, but as a business person, you're just incredible because you do business right. And that is a great combination. So the first thing, Dr. K, that I wanted to ask you is, in your background, give me a little snapshot of where you come from and how you got into this nutritional science journey that you're on and been a huge success for years at.
Well, George, it starts, I grew up on a small dairy farm. milk 7 cows morning and night by hand. I started my first business when I was 8 years old by buying my first bull calf. Led me to save that calf, sell it off. I made money when I was a kid. Graduated from college with a finance degree, believe it or not. And then I became the research and marketing director for an anti-aging clinic dealing with HGH. As a matter of fact, we were part of the group that did the human clinical trials at that time. This was back early, late 80s, early 90s. And I wanted to get into a bit more of the natural side of things. So when I was commissioned to write the first book for that anti-aging clinic, I did a little history on HGH. The history became colostrum. Well, I knew colostrum, right? That's what I used in building my first business at 8 years old, saving those bull calves and then selling them off at market. Well, so I got very excited, went back to the doctors and said, guys, we're turning away, you know, hundreds of people a month because they just can't afford the HGH therapy. And they said, we know about the 7 or 8 growth factors. Now, today we know that the entire IGF-1 superfamily in a whole food form is in colostrum as long as you don't manipulate it. Well, they told me, we'll fire you if you get involved with it. I said, why? They said, we don't want the lower class, the Pinto people of the world, coming to our clinic. Well, I quit. I started buying colostrum from all over the world and sending him into the number one school rated then and today, Cornell University's Veterinary Diagnostics Lab and Endocrinology Lab. Well, I kept sending all these samples in, and I get this phone call from a gentleman by the name of Dr. Al Fox from Rutgers University. He said, Dr. Donald Lyon, who at the time was the head of the endocrinology lab at Cornell, head of the veterinary diagnostics lab at Cornell, head of the veterinary college at Cornell, he said, we want to have a conversation with you. So we all get on a phone call, and they said, well, what's your name? What are you looking to do, and what do you want to end with? I said, well, my name is Anthony Kleinsmith. I want to find the best colostrum out there, and then I want to make it better. They said, great, what's your background? What are you, a DVM? I said, no, I don't have a doctorate of veterinary medicine. Or are you a PhD? No, I only had a bachelor's degree at the time. And they said, well, boy, you're really off base. How are you going to do this? I said, easy. If you take and you make a cow healthier at the farm level, you're going to get a better grade of milk, but you're also going to get this substance that I'm looking for, which is colostrum. And we did. We created a nutritional program around that nearly 30 years ago. I started selling into the health food store side of things, and Cornell did something that they had never done before. They put out 3 letters on Cornell letterhead stating that I was the best in the world. That was the first one that came out. Boy, and I thought I had a tiger by the tail, right? I put an international contest out there. If you beat me, I'll pay you $10,000. In order for you to beat me, it won't cost you a dime. Send your samples into an FDA, USDA lab. Send me the bill. I'll pay it. We exploded, right? We literally, within 3 months, I had $250,000 worth of testing fees that I had to pay. Scared me to death at first, right? But then we became a multimillion-dollar entity. And ImmuneTree then morphed into this. We're a GMP-certified FDA, USDA inspected facility. As a matter of fact, we're actually on the essentials list because of that. And we just started growing. And I this little contest kind of morphed into its own thing. And I was at the Soho show, and a big chain came up, and I said, hey, Bill, did you test us? Oh, yeah, we tested you 10 times. Now, the average cost for those tests was between $1,200 and $1,500 per test, per sample. I said, fantastic. Did I prove myself? He says, beyond a shadow of a doubt. You are light years ahead of everybody. And I said, fantastic. What kind of order can we do? Not a single bottle. I said, what? He said, not a single bottle. You know, if we buy from that company over there, if we send them a bottle back, they'll give us 3 for free to replace it. Can't do that. He said, I understand that. Well, that happened at Soho, then it happened in Anaheim, and it happened all across all the nutritional shows, and I fell out of love with the health food store industry. And I started looking for a different one. Well, that different one became network marketing. Now, I've never been a distributor, ever. I've private labeled for 20. Some are startups, so I kind of put those aside. Some are what I call the middle class, $1 million to $100 million a year. 2 very large, $500 million or more. And I fell in love with the people. Some are interesting, right? But the vast majority are folks who are looking for an honest product that has an impact, that they can all afford, that isn't going to change. Well, I vowed years ago I would never change my formula. I never have. The day that I do that is when I go pump gas someplace, right? Well,
yeah.
Every single one of those owners, every single one, bar none, once they found out who we were, what we're like, because we're not just another product, right? We're not just another pretty face. We have over 150 international editorials from the Healthy Living magazine written about us. I've written several books, bestsellers. One, my very first book that I put out in 1998 became my, it was my thesis and it became a book. We did 750,000 copies worldwide, mostly to the network marketing companies. Well, when I would speak, I fell in love with the people. I really did. And then I met the owners, right? And I'm a direct guy, as I told you. I'm a high-functioning ADHD male. And when I met the owners, I fell out of love with the industry. I said, you know what? I'm not going to do that. I'm going to go back to network or to the health food stores, and I'll just leave it there. And all of a sudden, 5 years ago, I had this group that literally showed up on my doorstep at my home. And they said, we want you to be the network marketing company. And I fought them for a long time. Right, I said, I'll go and talk to Kevin Thompson. He became my attorney. He has been ever since then. I'll go talk to Kevin Grimes. He's part of the Kevin Thompson group. I went to Jay Leisner from Sylvania Consulting, built the basic premise of what I wanted. I went to my accountant with the model that Jay gave me. I said, here, test this. And I had one question for all of them. Should I do what they're asking me? Now, I'm my own contract manufacturer. I do not farm it out to anybody, so I don't rely on anybody else. I'm my own formulator. I'm very, very picky about the components that go into my products. Well, Jay Leisner built this and said, yes, you should be a network marketing company. You can walk, talk, chew bubblegum all at the same time. You have the science. You have the research. You have all this information. Kevin Thompson said, absolutely. He said, the only thing I worry about with you is you have all these international editorials about all kinds of things you can't talk about. I said, that's fine. I'm okay with that. He says, you better have a compliance program. I said, that's not a worry. So I'm going to hire Donna Marie Saratella. She just put out a book, folks, phenomenal reading. And he said, my account was the last one. I said, should I be a network marketing company? He says, where are health food stores going? I said, well, there's this 2,000-pound gorilla called Amazon. And it has killed off literally half of the health food stores in the United States, and I would think by the next 5 years they're gone. And if they're not gone, they bought them. I went into it full throttle. But I said, we're going to do things very, very differently. You see, my attorneys told me a couple of pointers. They said, listen, we tell all of our clients one thing. Do not launch until all your I's are dotted, your T's are crossed, and you've modeled things. Because so many people launch, and then the owners tell the field, hey, we're going to enhance the compensation plan. I've asked that question to 200 people, and every one of those folks go, oh, so you're taking money out of my pocket. I would say, oh, no. I just wanted to see what you thought of that question. Well, we did things completely backwards. We built a hard program at first, and then we knew that we were going to soften it because we started listening to our field. We took our first 20 presidential council members to the Ritz-Carlton, and I met every one of them in the foyer of the Ritz, and I said, listen, folks, get to know me. I'm a water baby. Come play in the ocean. Come play in the pool. Ask me questions. Get to know who I am, because in this industry, owners have a tendency to beat up on their distributors. I'm never going to do that. What I want to do is I want to run things so it's fair. You see, growing up on a farm, we used to love going roller skating. There were about a dozen of us that did this. But if you were on a farm, you had to get your chores done before you ever got to go play. So we didn't get to play a lot. So I got us all together, and I said, listen, folks, let's go to each farm, get our chores done, and then we all go as a group. But if you do not show up, you're out. Doesn't mean that we're not friends. Doesn't mean that we won't skate with you. But we are not coming to your farm again. Two people did that. Now, you can imagine the gnashing and crying and screaming and all the rest that went with that, but we never went to the farm again. Well, that's how we run things at Anobite, right? Anobite means a new you. And we did. We took these 20 people to the Ritz-Carlton, and the morning that I brought breakfast in, I brought lunch in, I said, folks, we're going to break our compensation plan into the beginner, the middle class, and then the large. Because we're going to start with the beginner. How do we make this where when they come here, they make money. They can change their lives. first question that somebody posed to me was, how many people is it going to take to get your money back? I said, well, how do we change it? With just two people, whether a customer or a distributor, or two customers or two distributors in a calendar month, you will make more than your initial back. Then we said, how is it if somebody sells one bottle, how do they make money? We put in a first order bonus. We haven't even officially launched our company. We're a multi-million dollar company already. And what's fun about it is we listen to our field. Now, I've had other folks that are muckety-mucks in the industry say, oh, you don't ever want to listen to your field. They're going to lead you astray. Folks, I'm telling you right now, every single person out there has a nugget, right? All you got to do is sift for it. Once you find that nugget, it may not be exactly what you're looking for, but you can shine it, you can polish it, you can cut it down and model it, hand it to the distributors and say, does this work for you? Yes. Does it work for us as a company? If it's a win-win, we have implemented on it. And that's where I'm proud to say I'll put our company up against anybody out there. There isn't another company on the face of the planet with as much research behind their product or who has taken the time to ensure that if you want a fair, equitable, honest opportunity, you have it here. I give out, as the owner, on our conference calls, I give out my cell number, my direct office number. Now, I tell everybody, if you just call me, I'm never going to answer you, right? The only one that I do that for is Mrs. Kleinsmith because I do not like spending the night on the couch. But if you text me, I guarantee you an immediate response. And usually the response is, hey, call me, I'm out and about, here's my cell number, or call me on my office line. Because every single person out there, bar none, has an opportunity to better themselves if given the right platform. Well, that's why we've taken our time in building that platform and putting our things together. We plan on making an announcement on our Super Saturday this coming 26th of September about doing our launch coming up. Because why? We've dotted our I's. We've crossed our T's. I do not have investors sitting on my back looking for a return on their investment, so I have to hurry things. I can take my time and do it the right way. That's us in a nutshell.
That's absolutely awesome. So I got a couple more questions for you. We're going to just take a quick break, and we're going to come back and have a continuation with this chat with Dr. K. Back to you, Peter.
Thanks for listening to Building Fortunes Radio. If you sell a product or service, then you should check out PMMarketingsNetworkLeads.com. Just visit www.networkleads.com. For over 18 years, PM Marketing has helped distributors build their home-based businesses through lead generation, website development, automated email delivery systems, and sales training. If you're looking for a way to increase your skills and increase the number of people that see your product or opportunity, NetworkLeads.com can help. To learn more, visit www.NetworkLeads.com. Ask about their lead management system, capture pages, personalized websites, MLM training, Humongous Blogs, the Humongous Classified Ad Network, Building Fortunes Radio, or their webinar schedule. NetworkLeads.com can be your one-stop shop for everything you need. And now, back to our show.
And we are back. Peter Mingles here with George Madu and Dr. Anthony Kleinsmith. He's going to have a special page on Building Fortunes Radio, so you'll want to check that out. We'll have his contact information if you're interested in joining with the company and learning about more about his product line. So, George Madu, back to you.
Thanks, Peter. So, Dr. K, what intrigues me is the fact that as an entrepreneur, you have seen a lot of things in business, and and you've gotten into this network marketing world. What I love about what you're doing, who you are, and how you approach things is really based on somebody that's been in business outside of this industry. And so you don't come with, you know, bad habits, quite frankly, that network marketing ends up having a lot of companies, a lot of owners have. You don't come with the habit of watering down product. not listening to the field leadership. As a result, you win. But not only do you win, but your people win. And that's rare in our industry. I'm anxious to have you on the show, because your philosophy is as far as how you end up treating your field leaders, your individual members of your company, is just outstanding. The way you've backed yourself up with the best of the best attorney. Donna Marie has been on our show, and what she ends up teaching is so essential, not only for companies, company owners, but individuals. You know, how many times, Dr. K, have you heard where a networker is making claims that you want to cringe at, and not only could hurt them as a business person in this industry, but can hurt the whole company and everybody in it. So you're doing it right. You're doing it right.
So I like to think so, right? I listen to the experts, the attorneys. You know, I read Kevin Thompson's email letter that he sends out on a regular basis whenever it comes out. And there's a lot of companies out there, George, that they don't, you know, as an owner, I have an obligation to not only protect myself, but also to protect the field. And in today's environment with the FTC and the FDA doing the things that they're doing, the ownership better take a very big interest in making sure that the distributors aren't saying things that can get themselves in trouble. Because it used to be just they came after people like me, right, the owners. But not anymore. They go after the distributors now. And I think it's an obligation that the owners of companies that they should have to say, hey, we need to take the time to educate you, to train you on what you can say. It's not hard, right? It's not beating anybody up. It's giving them the right information to say the right things. It's that simple.
Yeah. And say it the right way. The right way, you know, and you know, these governmental agencies, the reason why they're going after the network marketing industry is that, look, they're government workers. They don't want to work hard, and the industry makes it easy for them to nail, I mean, networkers who are just not paying attention, saying that it's like the Wild Wild West. Some of the things that are being said out there. And so they're obviously going to forget about going after the company owner that has a, you know, a team of lawyers to fight them. They're just going to go after the individuals and then go from the bottom up. And that's the problem. That's what's really admirable about the way that you're doing things. So,
if you take the time to do those things, George, if you do it from the beginning, then the philosophy, the culture that you're creating within the whole organization is it works, right? If you start midstream or if you start after the fact, boy, then you've got a lot of catch up, if you ever catch up. But if you start out with people like Donna Marie, right? If you start out by showing folks, you don't talk about making claims. You say, here's an interesting article on X, whatever that X may be. And then you got to follow up with those folks so that they understand you don't cure, prevent, treat, diagnose, or mitigate. If you're not doing that, you're going to leave your field exposed.
Yeah. So I know one of the things that is near and dear to you is leadership. First of all, you are an awesome leader. And
thank you. There
are some great leaders in your company, and it attracts it. As a matter of fact, you know, I'm going to announce right here on the radio show, I'm going to request that you become a contributor to the magazine. And this coming month's issue, September 2020, is our 15th anniversary issue, and the subject is. So I'm going to invite you to become a contributor, and I love when you end up just putting out your wisdom there. But I know leadership is a big topic for you in growing your
right.
business. Tell me a little bit about it.
Well, we're looking. I've had a lot of folks who have come into our offices, right? And I'm frugal with my money. We are, and I love it when these companies say, "Oh, we're debt free." They're a marketing company. They don't own any equipment. They don't make their own products. We actually have over $1.5 million worth of equipment sitting in our warehouse, right, working, making our products every single day. And I've had some pretty major players who have walked into our little facility, and they sit down, they kind of look around, and they go, gosh, you know, you don't look like you're going to make it. And I said, well, how come? Well, you just don't have that feel. I said, oh, we don't have the brass and glass. They said, well, yeah, no, you look like you're a little struggling. And I said, oh, great, let's take a walk. And then I walk them into the back, and then their eyes get as big as dishes, you know, plates, and they go, well, you're a manufacturer? I said, oh, well, we're GMP certified. We're FDA, USDA inspected. And just to give you a little hint, our shipping costs per year are around $650,000. They said, well, you're not a startup. Oh, no, we're well beyond the startup phase. But people haven't heard about us because we haven't put ourselves out there. I do not pay to bring leaders here, right? If they want an honest, equitable opportunity where they can literally grow themselves from now until the end of time, because is it just me that's here? No. Most of my folks that have worked here, that work with me here, they've worked with me for 17 to 20 plus years. Right? My daughter has worked, and she literally can run all the equipment except for our brand new sachet machine, which we bought in December of last year. But she can run the encapsulating, she can run the shipping, she can run the mixing, all the rest of the things that we have here. And she has also helped me formulate our skincare line, right, based around our cornerstone colostrum. Well, she is also being, I guess, molded, if you will, to make sure that the Kleinsmith line runs on, because that's I have never in my life, this one it kind of blew me away, because I've been asked more times than I've ever had in my life, what happens if you die tomorrow, right? Now, I know my family's taken care of. I don't have a problem with that. But my family is not just my wife and my three kids. My family are the people that work here. We barbecue. That's when people walk through, I always stop in our lockbox where we put all of our raw ingredients and everything for testing. Those the one of the best pieces of equipment that I own is our barbecue, because we barbecue here as a family, right? They come to my home, they swim in my pool, we do things together. Well, part of that family is our Inovate Nation. And that's why I make commitments to them, and I keep up with it, right? Before I ever make a commitment, I already know what I'm going to do. The strategy has been laid to not only accomplish but enhance that commitment, right? When we, as an example, on October 1st, 2018, was the first time that my likeness was put on the website. And I got on a phone call with the Inovate Nation. I said, by the end of 2019, we will have ended the relationship with health food stores with the Immune Tree label, except for two, one ImmuneTree.com, which sells at full retail, and the Amazon Immune Tree store. And they said, well, why won't you do those? I said, because I have created 3,000 orphans, and I have given them away. Now, what I mean by an orphan, a lead is somebody who is, hey, I have an interest in your product. Here's my contact information. They did not buy. But an orphan is somebody who says, hey, here's all my contact information, and I purchased. And when I give you that orphan, you just made money. I've given away 3,000 of them, and I plan on giving many, many more to our Inovate Nation as we continue that idea, right? Because I do things very different. I don't come. I've never been a distributor, ever. But business, I look at that and I say, that makes sense. That makes good logic. Why not implement? And I've had many folks who have said, gosh, that's just not done in the network marketing arena. And I say, well, why not? It should be. One of the biggest things that I can offer my Innovate Nation is a way to get people to try my products. Why not give them money on top of it? Because every time I give away an orphan, George, whoever receives that orphan just made 25%. You see, I do not believe in having a position in my company. I do not believe in that. I think that's immoral. I should be making my money off of the entire sales of the company, and that's what I do. I do not believe then when you have these owners that may have 10 or 20 different spots for them and their family members and every Tom, Dick, and Harry that they bring along. By the way, I did mention I'm a direct guy, right? This industry is top shelf, and I mean it is top shelf. I don't like what I do for a living. I love what I do for a living. Not only do I have a tremendous amount of research that follows along with our product line, it also comes with the people that I have been able to meet, right? I'll pick on one lady, Sheila Sal. When she started with us, she sent the entire email format in the subject line because she had never sent an email before. She's making a full-time income here that has changed her and her grandkids' lives that she had to raise, right? That, to me, is important to make sure that Sheila is well taken care of for years down the road. Now, I can lead a horse to water. I use a lot of farm vernacular. I can lead a horse to water, but I can't make them drink, right? Well, in this industry, it's almost as if they stick their head in until they drown. Well, I'm not here to do that, right? I'm here to say, listen, if somebody's done something wrong, call them out. Don't go, well, they might be in my downline in some other future company, so I never want to. No, I'm sorry. If somebody does something wrong, including myself, I always tell folks I do eat crow. Mine a little smoked with just a touch of barbecue sauce when I eat crow. Because do I know everything? No, I don't. But am I learning? Boy, I'm a sponge, right? I listen to my leadership. Do I implement everything that they have suggested? No, I don't. But they've done things that I look at and we model. Art Meekin, our CTO for the company, has done a phenomenal, I mean off-the-chart job at being able to take their ideas in their rough, raw form, model them through our back office and say, Doc, it works. Take it back to them. We pitch the field and we say, here's a new thing, right? Does this work for you folks? Well, that to me is important. Because every single person out there, I don't care if they're good, bad, or indifferent, right? They all have nuggets to offer. Well, all you got to do is shine them up, polish them a little bit, model them. Because in this industry, boy, people just do not model a lot of things, right? The latest greatest thing that fell off the back of a turnip truck can be sold in this industry. Well, that's not the way we do things here at Innovate. We want to be around for the long run. We want to be able to give every single person, bar none, the little guy, because the big guys get to be, you know, big off the backs of a whole lot of little folk, a whole lot of medium-sized folk, right? Well, if you can get that little person, that brand new person, to give them an opportunity to achieve their hopes and dreams, boy, then they become a middle-sized, and they pull, literally, they pull or push people up that food chain, and then they, with the right philosophy, start to build something that they can then hand down. I just had a conversation today, as a matter of fact, with somebody that said, I have a buddy who just lost his entire downline, big earner. He died, had not turned in the paperwork to the company, and the company said, oh, you didn't put that information in. It's now that position is ours. That's wrong. That's wrong.
Yeah, and that's the problem. I mean, there is plenty of that, and that's the reason why I asked you to be on, because you know, you're not just one of all the rest. You know, there are some great owners out there, but boy, I tell you what, this industry needs a lot more of the Dr. K's in this industry, and people will be less likely to look at network marketing as if it were akin to purse snatching, you know. So yep. I appreciate you being on. We're going to have you back. You are awesome, and you have a lot of wisdom. So again, Dr. K, I'm so happy that you came by and spread your wisdom around with us. And I look forward to our next conversation. So back to you,
Peter.
Very good.
Thanks, George.
Excellent information, Dr. Anthony Kleinsmith. Thanks for being here. We're going to make sure he has a special page up there. If you go to buildingfortunesradio.com/TNMM, stands for the Network Marketing Magazine, and you'll be able to find his information when you search for Dr. Anthony Kleinsmith. We're going to be back next week. Thanks, Dr. K, for being here, and thanks for the example that you set, and especially being part of the SNA, the Social Networking Association. We're going to catch everybody next week on Building Fortunes Radio.
You've been listening to Building Fortunes Radio on buildingfortunesradio.com. Thanks for listening. Be sure to check us out every Friday at 5 p.m. Eastern Time for the designated Building Fortunes Radio segment with Peter Mingle. Be sure to check out the buildingfortunesradio.com website for our featured segments. It's been our privilege to have you listen in. At Building Fortunes Radio, we wish you the success you deserve and are willing to work for. So spread the word, tell a friend, join our newsletter, and go make a difference in your world.